Oh yeah, he's smooth like butter.
I've got Skittles in my mouth. Want to taste the rainbow?
Kevin Powell.
If you were a potato, you'd be a sweet one.
The Lover Man.
Oh my God.
Is that supposed to turn the girls on or make them run for the door?
Yeah.
Works every time.
Mm-hmm.
Taste the rainbow.
I like the one last week when he said, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? All right.
My parents' place or yours?
Let us
be. It's a new one for you. It's new material.
Yeah, like our two contestants who are on the Kevin Powell dating game. And remember, these are women who I can't figure out how they would sign themselves up for this, but they have. First, we'll meet Amy. She's from Elgin. Originally, she lives in Wicker Park now. She's a special education teacher and dance instructor. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
What kind of dancing?
A graduate of Iowa State University.
What kind of dancing?
Go
how
Cyclones.
About she's doing God's work?
Her favorite color is mint green. Her hidden talent always has food on her face when she eats.
Oh.
She prefers the Cubs over the Sox.
Okay. Minus one.
Minus one. For the food on the face? You're the guy who's way into food.
It's for the Cubs and Sox.
Cubs, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. We'll get over it.
Got it.
See what I said here? Do you really want to sign yourself up for this, Amy? I don't think you really do. But whatever.
She sounds nice.
We haven't even heard her say anything yet, Kevin.
Okay.
All right. Now, and before we meet Colleen, I just want to say that you do get to ask each of them a question during this today.
Oh, I've prepared.
Yeah.
I've prepared questions.
And they get to ask you a question.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Now, Colleen, originally from Roselle, lives in Evanston now. She's a dentist.
Nice
she graduated from Illinois Wesleyan University, right down the road from Illinois State, right?
Hear the bird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Favorite color is blue. Her hidden talent, she can hold her breath for a really long time.
Perfect.
And when asked if she prefers the Cubs or the Sox, she prefers the Bulls.
Okay. So,
there right. you go.
That's a good answer.
Great
that
answers.
Is a good answer. Yeah. Do you not like baseball? Is that your thing?
Not my first sport. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Got it. All right. I understand that. Okay.
I enjoy going to the games.
All mm-hmm. right. So let us start. We're going to start with Violetta and her question. And her question will be for Amy.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Okay, Amy. Let's see. Would you mind if Ro was a third wheel on a date? And would you be upset if creepy guys showed up halfway through?
No, I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind if I were the third wheel on the date?
No, yeah. You're funny.
You want to you want to be awesome? Because Ro would just buy dinner then.
Perfect.
Would have to, exactly. Have to pay.
And then he would also say, hey, Ro, you got an extra room at your place? just in case in case things go well. I just, so that could happen, yeah.
Have a pad in the city.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, I got a pad in the city.
Ro's house. Ro's basement.
All right, my question will be for, so you're okay with that?
That would be great.
That would be, because I've got a lot of time on my hands now. So I'm going to, I can just show up,
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. I can meet you guys at White Castle. It won't be a problem.
Perfect.
Oh, no.
All right. Colleen, here's my question for you. Kevin does live with his parents. Now, you're a professional. You're a dentist. Yes? Where'd you go to dental school?
University of Minnesota.
Oh, even better. Go Golden Gophers.
Yes. Fear the Gophers.
Yes.
Fear the Gophers. Exactly. So you're a professional. You have a home and everything, right?
I try to be professional.
Yeah, but you don't live with your parents, right?
That's soon to come.
What do you mean?
Wait, you're going to move in with
your... Well, I'm finishing up in Evanston.
Go Cats.
And you're going to go move in with the parents?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's the current plan. Looking to... I don't know how long that'll last, but that's the plan.
It's fine.
That doesn't bother Kevin.
Do your parents
whatsoever.
Have a basement?
Wait, no, you don't get to ask questions yet.
What's the bandwidth?
You don't get to ask questions. Let's say you just wanted to spend a night like Netflixing and chilling with Kev.
As you do.
Yes, as one would do, a little Netflix and chill. Would you prefer to do it at your parents' house or at Kevin's parents' house?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Think about it now that you're moving back.
Mm-hmm.
His parents.
His parents? Wow.
Great call.
Great couch, great basement, great environment down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents' basement is unfinished, so.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It wouldn't cold. Be very comfortable.
Mom, can you find Colleen's Novocaine?
It's great service over at Kevin's house.
Sorry.
food and laundry. I have to ask, this
is a follow up question, Your Honor. Why are you moving back with your? I mean, if you're a dentist, you're a practicing dentist
right,
at the moment.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're saving up, or
so saving up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. I'm in a residency, finishing up a residency now.
Oh, I see.
A 1 year thing after dental school, and then I could move to the city, but
you want to save some money to move to the city.
Good for you.
Crazy expensive. Okay. So I'll save up for, I don't know, a year.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Anna, here's your question for Amy.
Okay, it's well known, Kevin's love of bacon. Amy, do you love bacon? Do you like it? And is there anything you wouldn't put bacon on?
I like bacon. I don't think I love it, but I do like it. I don't think I would put bacon on a taco because those are my favorite food, and I like to keep those pretty classic.
Tacos are your favorite food.
They are.
Very classic.
All right.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's very good. All right, Judy, here's your question for Colleen.
All right, staying with the food theme, mm-hmm. Jello shots or tequila shots?
Oh. I'd have to say Jello shots. They're more dangerous.
I would say.
So you might want to marry her, Kevin.
You do more of them and then...
Yeah,
you don't realize
what you're doing. Yeah, that's
as
how it all.
Learned last night.
That's how the wheels came off last night. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you about that.
Started strong with Judy's Jello shots.
Doctor, I'm having a little bit of an issue right now, so I just, you know, you might have some fentanyl in your bag. So you made a face when she said tequila shots. Have you had a bad tequila experience? Because everybody has one, right?
I wouldn't say there's one I specifically remember, just in general. Mm-hmm.
It's you've seen
difficult.
Tequila go both ways. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yes.
That's everybody has.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, exactly. All right. And I guess, let's see, we have now, we're going to take a little break. And then when we come back, you guys each get to ask what's his face a question. And then he gets to ask you each a question.
Perfect.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you feeling comfortable right now?
Yeah.
You're both very good sports. Yes. And thank you for doing this.
Of course.
I'd like to say, Colleen, if at any point during this you feel any pain, just raise your hand and we'll stop. Okay? Is that all right?
What I say to multiple patients every day.
Yes. All right. So here we go. Violetta Powdermatics got the WGN traffic travel spots.
Oh, yeah. He knows how to get the ladies.
Is your name Campbell's? Because you look good.
Kevin Powell.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
The Lover Man.
Oh, my God.
So well delivered, too.
Yeah.
Great game.
It is the Kevin Powell dating game, and we have two victims, contestants, Colleen, who is a dentist who currently lives in Evanston. She's originally from Roselle. And we have Amy, who is a special education teacher and also a dance instructor, and she lives in Wicker Park. Pretty. I mean, these are. I gotta just say, these are women way over the capabilities of one Kevin Powell, who's like, "Yep, I'm
over
a sports reporter at a radio show. You might have heard of me. Yep, Kevin Powell show.
Yep, I'll be at the Sox game tonight.
Yep, I'm covering professional sports for a living." all right, now.
Does that impress you guys?
Yeah, I know.
Is yes.
It does. Oh, it does, really. Yeah,
where
right.
Who was that from? Was that Amy?
That was Amy who said that, yeah.
What's up, Amy?
Amy. Oh, sweet mother of God. All right. We continue on. All right. Now, Kevin can ask each a question, and then Amy and Colleen will be able to ask Kevin a question. So here we go. Here's Kevin's question. Let's start with Amy.
Amy. If you were a pizza topping, what would you be and why?
Okay, if I was a pizza topping, I would be cheese because second to tacos, that's my other favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a food group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a food group.
Yeah.
That's what I would be. It's just a cheese.
I'd eat that.
Love cheese.
Yeah.
I was afraid he said that. Yeah. All right.
take that back.
At any point.
Anything anyone said so far, right. They want to take back.
Right. Jeez. You should have seen Amy's expression when Kevin said that. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I would eat the cheese.
She is the second woman on the show today to see the base of her brain because her eyes rolled so far back in her head. All right. What is your question for Colleen?
Colleen, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
I would...
be invisible right about now, right?
Yeah. I think invisibility, actually.
And really?
And why?
Oh, and why?
I think it'd be cool to
spy on people.
Spy on people.
Be a fly in the wall.
Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cheese and invisible. Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tells you a lot.
Amy, do you have a question for Kevin?
Yeah. I like to travel a lot. What country would you like to go to?
Well, we're in the greatest country in the world, so there's no real reason to leave.
Donald Trump said, yeah.
America.
One country, that's a good question. I'll go just Mexico. Is that okay? Mexico,
yeah.
Do some margaritas. That is not what Donald Trump said.
Mexico, do margaritas on the
You'll
beach.
You'll have to get over
of
the
course.
Walls.
Oh, very romantic.
Yeah, margaritas on the beach in Mexico. That is good. Don't drink the ice, though. Mm-hmm. What was that a good answer?
That's a great answer.
Do you like that answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Would you guys be going together or?
Yes, this would be a group trip or a couple's trip.
Whoa! What are we suggesting here?
All three could go. Hey, whatever.
Now, wait, do I get to go on that trip, too?
I think Kevin meant the Ro Concho trip.
No,
we go, too,
sure.
Right?
That's a great
idea. We go
idea.
Everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Sure.
You actually do go everywhere
Except
I go
the basement.
Now. Yeah. So now
it's
creepy
never
guy.
Go in the basement.
Creepy guy gets to go, too? Is that what it was like? I don't know. I prefer actually not to go to Mexico. There's a lot going on down there. They're kidnapping a lot of people. And Donald Trump told me that it's thugs and murderers. Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be stopped at the border.
Yeah.
Would
yes,
you
I
girls
do.
Mind if creepy guy came along on a date? Would that be okay, like acceptable to you?
That would be a little weird.
All right, hold on. All right,
that would be weird.
That's yeah. Amy's question. Colleen, what is your question for Kevin?
Kevin, what is your favorite Bloomington Normal bar?
Fear the Bird. Well, there's the pub. A pub's a legendary spot down there. We used to go to Chasers at night sometimes. I would probably just go. Or you know what?
I think it's the NY.
Yeah.
What's the Irish pub in Uptown Normal? What's that called?
I know Bloomington better.
Okay.
I guess
we'll go with the pub.
I mean, there's such
we'll
big metro. It's a metroplex, you know.
And college was so long ago. It's hard to remember.
They're always changing. NY, just it was a good time. Cold beer, good food. Hang out.
What do you like to do at a bar, Kev? What's a Kevin Powell do other than drink? I mean, watching sports, play darts, play pool.
Sports, big darts guy.
Darts guy.
With karaoke?
With the bros. Nah, I'm not a karaoke
guy. Are you
guy.
A 301 guy or a cricket guy?
301.
301. Yeah. Interesting. Double
I do
double
both.
One.
Cricket's fun, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either way. So, okay. Mexico and the pub. My two final answers.
Great answers.
I cannot believe. Again, when is this nightmare going to end? All right, now, ladies, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to see what the judges say. And then any final thoughts? And the thought can be, I really don't want to do this anymore. So if you're
still time to back
right,
out.
Where's the exit?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that might make our decision easier because this is so hard.
It is hard.
This
I
is
agree.
Hard.
This is very hard because this we're both way above Kevin.
This is the hardest week of this, and it's only the second week. So do you have anything that you'd like to say, Amy? To Kevin or to us?
I think this has been really fun.
Okay.
And just getting to come here and like hang out with you guys and talk.
Okay.
It's been a good time.
Right.
Awesome.
And so for the rose ceremony, if you end up in the car on the way out, the limousine is here to pick you up. We didn't even get a limousine. We could have had Bronco bring the limousine down and take these girls out. The date, by the
that
way, is
cool.
is going to be at Little Bucharest. Where they have excellent cheese there, by the way.
Great.
Yes,
cabbage rolls.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. And Colleen, do you have any final thoughts?
No real final thoughts.
No
this has been great. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Thanks
All
for
right.
doing
Hold
it.
On. We'll come right back, and the judges will render their decision. But first, these important words from our fine sponsors. Oh, that will... A little sounder tells us it's 6 o'clock straight up. It's the Kevin Powell dating game right here on 720 WGN. The Ro Concho with Anna DeVlantis.
This was tough.
This is a very
we were
tough thing.
Evenly split because both of you would be great for him, with him, and he'd be lucky to have you.
Hey, but before you guys go, I ordered some sandwiches. They're in the lobby. Would you mind bringing them up before you go?
What? That's not how this works.
I just figured I'd add
now, one of these women is going to be very happy that she's leaving. I'm just going to say that. So one of you is going to go to the finals, and the other one is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus locations or order online at loumalnati's.com.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome. All right. The voting is in, and it was very close.
It was.
There was very, very, very close. But as it turns out, our winner is Colleen. Colleen moves on to the next round. The dentist. And this is really good because Kevin could use some work. I'm not going to lie to you.
These pearly whites you're talking about.
I know.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, right, exactly.
See how it goes. You're right.
You got a scaler in your purse right now that you could...
I should start carrying stuff around just in case,
just in case
it's a dental emergency.
Now, Amy, I just want to say you're absolutely lovely.
You are. Thank you.
I think you're so lucky that you did not make the final here. and you get the pizza, which is cheese, right?
Exactly.
And you, of the deep dish pizzas in Chicago, do you like Milanese?
I do.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's perfect.
I think it's got the best bread sauce anyway. That's the way it goes. All right, well, thank you guys for playing very much.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amy, you can leave your number too. That's fine.
Okay.
What?
This is not how it went on the dating game. This is not how it went. This is not what occurred.
The revamped version.
Yep. Hey, go ahead. You know, I got to cover professional sports tonight, so. Yep.
I'll probably drink some Muscle Milk before we get to the stadium.
Oh, yeah. We didn't ask them. What's their favorite flavor of Muscle Milk?
Yeah. What's your more of a chocolate or vanilla Muscle Milk?
Or even
chocolate.
About it.
Chocolate. They're both chocolate.
Have you had Muscle Milk?
Here we go. Yeah. Hold on. That's good.
All right.
Good. Ro, don't give away your birthday
parting
present.
Gift. Ro has a parting gift for you.
Here's a parting gift. Each of you gets a bottle of Muscle Milk.
Awesome. We need to make them a sponsor.
Signed by me is what we'll do. That's how we'll do that. All right.
Signed Muscle Milk. That's phenomenal. You guys are lucky. You sell that on eBay for big bucks.
The Kevin Powell dating game brought to you by Muscle Milk.